This episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show does include some adult language, so listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show, where we pick a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. You can go out there, click on the Fiverr button, and cut in line. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 13.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 45.
And while I go pick out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And number 13 is Society and Culture. Number 45 leads us to the Dorking Out Show with Christopher Alan Smith and Sonia Mansfield. And their description in iTunes says that the show for anyone who loves to dork out about the stories and pop culture that we love. That means TVs and movies, books and podcasts, and any other kind of engaging storytelling we can find. We talk about Star Wars and Gilmore Girls, the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Star Trek, Netflix and Amazon, Serial and S-Town, and every week, noted TV critic, blogger Sonia Mansfield, and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Christopher Alan Smith talk about movies, TVs, books, and more from both a fan and creator perspective. Think of it as a great conversation over drinks with your quick, clever friends who know all about it. Their website, according to iTunes, is, I just had it, dorkingoutshow.libsyn.com/podcast. We're going to listen to Top 10 Stories of 2017, Part 1 edition, and it goes a little something like this.
The following podcast contains explicit language because, frankly, I am tired of editing out Sonia's swearing. She cannot help it. It's a constant problem, and I'm just tired of dealing with it. So you've been warned.
Smith.
Here it comes.
Fuck you.
Okay.
This episode of the Dorking Out Podcast is brought to you by us. We are actually have produced... a little video in association with friend of the show, Ben Waddell, about what is the real biggest movie of all time. We think you might enjoy it. We're going to have a link in the show notes to this episode. Also, the following episode is one of our year-end specials, and I have to caution you, I had a bit of a cold when we were recording this. I think I cut out all of the coughing, but if there's a little bit in there, I just have to apologize. I was...
I hate leading off with apologies.
...ill during the making of this episode. But now, enjoy the show. Enjoy our first part of our favorite stories of 2017.
Okay.
Houston, flight is go.
Myla, let's go.
Long intro.
From Assignment X, Amalgamated Storytelling, and thesoniashow.com, it's The Dorking Out Show with Christopher Alan Smith and Sonia Mansfield. Welcome to episode 83 of Dorking Out, a podcast for people who like to dork out about stories and the stories and culture that we love. That means movies and TV, books and podcasts, and everywhere.
So that whole first part was just a thing to say, sorry, I sneezed?
This is the top 10 stories we've loved of 2017, part one edition.
You've already told me that
with
once.
Me today is my professional writer and author of The Sonia Show, a blog about my creeping, crawling, impending, threatening cough, Sonia Mansfield.
Hey there.
Hey,
that's
there.
A nice intro. With me today is my co-host, Emmy Award-winning filmmaker and nerd author and man with an awful, awful cough, Christopher Alan Smith.
So what you're saying is he has a cough.
It's your intro, so I don't know why I started this paragraph.
I don't know.
How about we get to the content?
Again.
Over to you, Sonia.
In this episode, we're starting our year-end wrap-up with our top 10 stories.
Yes, we know. You've already told me that once.
Sort of. Like everything in Hollywood, we're all about sequels and world building. So we will share 5 of our favorite stories in this episode and another 5 stories in a later episode, probably the one after this. I know what you're thinking. Top 10 stories. What the hell does that mean? First of all, you watch your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, you watch it. Jeez. We'll find you and we will break you in half. We will make your boss watch you cry if you keep that attitude up, mister.
That's right. Thanks, tough guy. Second, because we like to talk about all kinds of stories on this podcast, we want to mix everything together. So it's movies and TV, books and podcasts all together, one list.
Yes, while exactly.
While everyone else
is breaking them up by category, we're doing it this way because we're rebels, Dottie.
How about you just say a top story?
We do want to mention that we are not professional critics, so we haven't seen some things that are kind of on a lot of people's 10 best lists because
give me a top story.
We don't get to see things in advance.
Yeah, like the Post, or Downsizing. Or Molly's Game.
We want a top story.
Or Call Me By Your Name.
We want a top story.
Or Hostiles. Yes. Or the Post. Did I say The Post?
You said The Post.
If I didn't say The Post, The Post.
Yes. Seriously.
So.
Or The Leftovers.
4 minutes in. You couldn't think of anything from 2017 to talk about? And yeah, I get it. The guy has a cough. It's not really the end of the world. I don't know that most podcast listeners are like, oh, that's it. He has the sniffles. Now, there are those people. Like some people absolutely. Listeners freak out if you go, if you have like lip smacking noises. Okay. Sorry, I'm human. So this was just, how many times can you say the same thing? This is Sonia. This is Jack. This is the dude with three names. He's an Emmy Award winner. She has a blog. Hey, we're going to do the top stories, but it's not the top stories. Just, we don't care how the sausage is made. We don't care that you have a cold. Maybe put that at the end. You know, hey, if you made it this far, I'm sorry. You know, we cut out the coughs. Do you realize if you don't tell me that you cut out the coughs, I don't know there's a cough? Like, do you realize I've cut out all the farting from this show? It's not there. But if I not said that, you would have known. So now you know. I don't get that. So I get the feeling these people are talented. They have something to say. They just can't get to it. And I don't know, to me, and I'm not a prude. I just think cussing for the sake, like if the punchline is the F word, you're not that funny. I'm just saying, that's just me. If the punchline requires profanity, it's not that funny. And again, I'm not a prude. I just, to me, I'm like, ugh, look at me. I'm cussing because I'm a rebel. Okie doke. So. Not for me. No, you got to get to the stuff before 4 minutes is over. And the first 4 minutes that it takes for me to get to that, it's got to be better than what they just gave me. So I'm not listening to this show anymore, even if the guy does have three names and an Emmy. So if you'd like me to give you my first impression of the show, the audio quality wasn't horrible. I thought she was louder. Like I almost grabbed the volume knob to where I would boost him up a little bit. But other than that, I didn't hear anything. You know, it was well-produced, a little music and stuff. Just the content was weak, very weak. So if you would like to hear my first impression of your show, honest, I'm normally not, you know, I'm really looking for good stuff. We could use some good stuff. If you have good stuff, submit it on over. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and you'll cut right in line. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.